This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Avoid Probate with Jason Laidler, heard every Sunday at 8 a.m. on Zoomer Radio. Welcome to the program with a unique focus on helping Canadians avoid probate. The one thing everyone should know about probate is that it's not inevitable. With some planning and good advice, you can avoid the exhausting, expensive, and time-consuming probate process and have your affairs settled quickly and privately. Speaking of good advice, here are your hosts of Avoid Probate.
Good morning, Zoomer listeners. Welcome to the Avoid Probate Show on this beautiful Sunday morning. Glad you're here to join us again, hopefully. I'm Jason Laidler, here with the world-famous Ted Walshen. Good morning, Ted. How are you today, sir?
I'm pretty well, thank you. How are you, Jason?
Good?
Good. Good.
Absolutely.
That's good.
Busy, 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 of course. And hopefully that doesn't change. That's a good thing, right? Being busy?
Yeah, unless it involves shoveling snow.
Well, I told you.
Then I have a different word for that.
I don't have that problem because I have the snowplow. And you'd need a snowplow, too, if your driveway was as big as mine is. But anyway, it gives me an excuse to get out and play in my fancy toy.
That's true.
Which is heated cab. Ooh. But speaking of busy, we all know what tomorrow is, right?
Tomorrow is Hazel McCallion's 101st birthday.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess she'll be busy.
Yeah, that's amazing, eh? 100. I've never met anybody who's that old.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I've never met anybody 101, but I will next week.
Congratulations to Hazel and her family. She must have like, do you know how many great grandchildren she might have?
I don't know how many great grandchildren she has. I know she has a granddaughter. I don't know if she has an extensive large family.
Okay.
I don't think.
Well, Valentine's Day, I mean, speaking of busy, I guess typically the florists are busy leading up to Valentine's Day. Is it still a thing? Is Valentine's Day still a thing, really?
Yeah, I think it is, sure.
For Hallmark?
Yeah, I think it is a big deal still. Thank God the restaurants have recently reopened because it's a big day in the restaurant industry.
True.
Next to Mother's Day, I think it's number two.
I guess maybe even today being the Sunday before, the day before Valentine's Day, it's probably a busy day. Probably hard to get a dinner reservation at a nice restaurant today. So listeners, if you're thinking of going out for Valentine's Day dinner today, you might want to call them as soon as the show is over. Not during the show, of course, because you need to pay full attention. We got a jam-packed show. Just a couple other things before we get to the content. Ted, it's also, and I just learned this, it's National Man Day. And that apparently is the Sunday. It's always the Sunday before Valentine's Day, which is today.
What does that mean?
I don't know. But
it's not Father's Day.
No, National
Man. It's Man's Day.
Well, no, it doesn't even say Man's. Man's
Man anyway. Day.
Yeah.
So who sponsors this National Man Day?
I didn't even do any research on it. I really don't care. I just said it because it was something before Valentine's Day relating to men. It's National Cheddar Day.
Now that I understand.
You like cheddar?
I love cheddar. I love cheeses.
You like all kinds of cheese. Do you eat the cheddar with your dill pickles?
I eat many things with my dill pickles.
Okay.
Cheddar, I would eat with everything, almost. I love cheddar.
Okay, good.
Doesn't matter what kind. Sharp cheese.
Do you have a favorite?
I like blue cheese. I love blue cheese. Okay. Blue cheese, yeah. Gorgonzola. Cambazola, which is a cross between camembert and gorgonzola.
You ever heard of Wensleydale?
Yes.
Yeah, that's probably my favorite cheese, Wensleydale. Somewhere from England. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how Scotland rates, you know, in the cheese world. But anyway, I want to also add, it is, speaking of worlds, it's World Radio Day. And I thought we should share that with the listeners because we're on the radio right now,
mm-hmm.
as we speak.
So we're men on the radio eating cheese.
Yeah. Thinking about what to get for Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Right. Anything else you wanted to mention on behalf of all the sports fans?
Well, yeah, there's a game on tonight.
Oh, is there?
Yes, there is.
And yes. What kind of game? What kind of game
the
would that
Super
be?
Bowl. The Super Bowl tonight, the Los Angeles Rams in Los Angeles, for only the second time in the history of the Super Bowl, where the one of the teams competing in the Super Bowl is playing in their home stadium. Oh. Last year was the first time when Tampa Bay hosted the game. Now, they don't actually host it. It's referred to as a neutral site.
Oh, yeah, right.
But it was only the first time in the history of, 55 years, whatever, the Super Bowl last year was the first time that any of the teams playing at it were actually playing at their home field. So that was the first time, and Tampa Bay won. And now it's back-to-back. This year, it's L.A. in a new building. What an amazing place, called SoFi Stadium.
And sorry, who did you say they're playing against?
I missed Cincinnati that. Bengals. Oh, if you had put $5 down at the beginning of the year that they were even going to be in the Super Bowl, you could have probably bought yourself a new Volvo.
Very nice. So who's your team then in this game?
I got to think the Rams, but they have this tendency to just kind of collapse at the end of the game. And Cincinnati is this Cinderella team with this rookie quarterback and this rookie place kicker. Okay, let me put it to you this way. A couple of weeks ago, Cincinnati is playing against, who are they playing? They were playing Tennessee. Cincinnati got sacked 9 times.
Wow.
They got to their quarterback 9 times, and they still won. How do you get sacked 9 times and still win the game?
I don't know, man. Like I've said, it's...
That's how bad Tennessee was.
Okay, well, all right.
So there you go.
You got an action-packed day ahead of you then.
Yeah, evening actually, 6:30 kickoff.
Okay, and of course it's chicken wings and all that Super Bowl food. There you go. Speaking of busy, wing joints are busy today, right?
Wing joints will be packed today.
Yeah.
Packed and busier than all get out.
Okay, and we got a busy show. So let's throw to our first break. Good time for the listeners to top up their tea and coffee. Glad you're here. Hopefully, if you're not a regular listener, you will be by the end of this show today. So we'll go to that first break and we'll be right back.
Learn more about avoiding probate at avoidprobate.ca or call 1-844-667-7628. Back with more Avoid Probate after this.
Let me take a moment to tell you about my friends at Halinda's, the meat people. I've been a big, big fan of theirs for years now, and without a doubt, they make some of the best sausage in Ontario. They are multiple award winners, having captured the Ontario's Finest Meat Competition's coveted Award of Excellence on 3 separate occasions, in addition to dozens of individual product awards. Halinda's has also received the Grand Champion Ribbon at the past 2 Royal Winter Fair's Ready-to-Eat Meat Snack Competitions. So whether you're preparing a charcuterie board or a full-blown sit-down dinner for your friends or family, you'll find Halinda's award-winning products at fine meat shops throughout the province, now including selected Metro, Sobeys, Fortino's, and Foodland stores, along with their 7 Halinda's locations. Their barbecued kielbasa, my favorite. Fresh bun, horseradish, it's out of this world. But don't just take my word for it, judge for yourself. On your barbecue, in your kitchen, or straight from the fridge, Halinda's, the way sausage should taste.
Good afternoon, friends. We are gathered here to remember...
Insert your name.
And we're heartbroken because...
Insert your name.
...did not avoid probate. So the loved ones of...
Insert your name.
...have to wait a long time for what rightfully is theirs. I see I've made you cry.
Recent changes in law make probate slower, more complicated, and more expensive. Don't make it harder for your loved ones. Avoidprobate.ca.
This is Avoid Probate on Zoomer Radio with Jason Laidler of Avoidprobate.ca.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Avoid Probate Show. I'm Ted Walsh, and he is Jason Laidler, and Jason's available to chat with you during the week, toll-free, 1-844-667-7628. And for the people who say we never give the number, here it is again. 1-844-667-7628 or email info@avoidprobate.ca. info@avoidprobate.ca. I mentioned that only because last week.
I know. No, I get it. Was,
and we give the phone number and the email address at least 3 times per show.
Okay. Well, I wasn't going to argue with the individual, but I'm glad you did that. And I want to say, speaking of, you know, giving.
And how did, but I wanted to ask you this. Pardon me, but.
Yeah, sure.
I wanted to ask you this. When they complained that you said you'd never give the email or the phone number, How did they tell you this? Via email or via that phone call?
I don't remember.
Because they must have. How did they manage to get a hold of you if they wouldn't know what the phone number is?
I don't know. I don't remember. There's multiple ways to reach us. Of course, you can find us on the website. You can listen. You can get the number from you or a friend or maybe the radio station. Well, I shouldn't say that. Please do not call the radio station. Sorry, we hear about that quite often, and not in a good way. So don't call the radio station. That number that Ted's giving you is not a number for the radio station. It's the number for my mom at avoidprobate.ca. Hi, Mom. So
my mom. Here's my mom's number. Just call my mom anytime.
Somebody was teasing me in the office the other day about that, about how, you know, how your mom, when you call your mom to get an update, does she give you the update and say, by the way, your lunch is ready?
Hurry up, because leave it to Beavers on in 10 minutes. And you got your grilled cheese and tomato soup is ready to go.
Yeah, well, I guess I'm dating myself if I can say I remember watching that at lunchtime. Sure. Anyway, okay, I got to get to this content here because we got some good content to share. And I mean, really good content to share, in my opinion. Anyway, I always think the content's good. But I'm doing an update on this death claim. And we touched on it last week. I touched on it before. Didn't say much about it because it was the process of settling the death claim through us for our valued client who passed away recently. We weren't finished. You know, we were in the process of working on it, and I couldn't say too much until that was done. And that's why we're here. And that's why, you know, I thought about how much time do I want to spend talking about this or reviewing it. But I really want to start with this discussion, because when you think about it, it is why we are here doing the Avoid Probate Show. Yes, we want to educate people about the probate process and talk about the different solutions that we offer. But really, we're doing all of that so when the day comes and you're gone, your loved ones do not have to deal with the probate nightmare. I call it the probate nightmare. Yeah. And in case you are listening to the show for the first time, I'll give you a quick update. We had one of our valued clients pass away very unexpectedly. And I say that the person's nearest birthday was 81. Nearest birthday is a insurance company term. And that applies to people who are applying for life insurance. It's called age nearest. Now that I mentioned life insurance, I need to remind the listeners, we're not talking about life insurance on the Avoid Probate Show, just because that's part of the solution for avoiding probate is dealing with the insurance company. But it has nothing to do with life insurance. Nothing. But of course, you know, when somebody passes and we receive notice of this, as easy as it is on the insurance side through us here and our team, of course, there's still some paperwork to do, but nothing compared with preparing a probate application, which most people would hire the services of a lawyer for assistance with, and of course, incur legal fees for that and need to make the time to go to the law office, et cetera, et cetera. But for the sake of comparisons, I'm just going to highlight, you know, what that process looks like and then explain what happened here recently. But, you know, this is an absolute oversimplification. It starts with an application. The probate process starts with an application to the Superior Court. And that's the part where I said you probably need the services of a lawyer because you've probably never done it before and it's intimidating and you don't know where to begin. So the application goes in, probate fee gets paid at that time up front based on the value of the estate, which is probably estimated because it's early days. A letter comes back from the court saying, okay, we've processed the application. We've processed the probate fee check. Thank you for paying your pound of flesh. And now we'll consider you, whoever submitted the application, we'll consider you to be, you will receive the certificate of trustee to act on behalf of the estate. So you get a certificate of trustee with or without a will, depending on the circumstances there. Once you get that, you've got now 180 days from the time you get that certificate to complete the new form, which came out in 2015, known as the Estate Information Return, 7 pages of more detailed information. The Estate Information Return, you've got to submit that within 180 days. If you don't, you're facing potential fines, penalties, jail time, etc. If you discover you've made a mistake on this, the first submission, you got 60 days, used to be 30, they recently changed it to 60 days, to submit a revised version of the estate information return. Yeah. And of course, you're probably using a lawyer services for that too, so there's more legal fees. And then you wait, and you wait, and you wait, and you wait. And I say 10 months. I mean, we talk about it every week, how we hear horror stories from people who say, It took me 5 years to settle my brother's estate. It took me 4 years to settle my mother's estate. You know, it's been 7 years. We're not done. It's been 1 year and we're no further ahead. We hear this all the time. So I think I'm being very generous. Yeah. To the province and the court system when I say 10 months. But the point is, once the 10 months has passed and you've got the rubber stamp that you've been waiting for on all your documents, now you can begin to deal with the financial institutions because they've been waiting. Because remember, you walked in there right after grandma passed away and you said, hi, I'm grandma's executor and I want to move some money. And they went, I don't think so. We don't know you. We don't know if this will is the original will, if it's been updated, if you wrote it yourself this morning. So go away, pay your pound of flesh to the province, jump through their hoops, deal with the probate nightmare, and then come back to us 10 months from now when it's done. That's the probate process, oversimplified again. So that's what I'm saying. Then you can only begin to deal with the financial institution if you're not dealing with an insurance company. Fortunately, in this case, this individual was dealing with an insurance company through us at Avoid. She heard the show. She called up. She talked to mom. We booked a meeting. This is the process. The consultation cost nothing. I drove out to, I don't want to say exactly where, but it was over an hour's drive for sure. Probably closer to 2 hours beyond past your place, Ted, if you can believe that, beyond Mississauga.
That would be Winnipeg.
Right. And then, you know, went through the motions, gave her the details that she needed. She said, yeah, where do I sign? And we started the painful process of transferring the assets from a bank over to the insurance company. But the painful process is my pain, not your pain, not her pain. We Right. take care of the whole process. We take care of the whole transfer. And because she was under the age of 85, as I mentioned, it didn't cost her anything to do this transfer. And I think it's also worth mentioning, we didn't just transfer the non-registered money. The non-registered money is the problem because that's the money you cannot put a beneficiary on at the bank. So that's the no-brainer part. So she said, yeah, of course. She has kids and she doesn't want that money to be stuck in probate. So we transferred the non-registered account. But, you know, for the sake of simplicity, and I'd like to think to get some better advice than what she's been getting at this bank, we transferred the whole thing, including the registered account, a TFSA, where there were already beneficiaries named on it, because you can put beneficiaries on the TFSA. But that's okay. Lots of people do that. Lots of people say, yeah, you know what, Jason? I want you guys to take care of the whole thing. I want to simplify my life, and please do that. And we're happy to do that, of course. So that's a summary of what could have happened. Mm-hmm. But in stark contrast to all of that, all we required to process the claim on the insurance company side is a copy of the death certificate, which is easily obtained by a funeral director or the province, and one other form, one other small form, usually completed by the person in charge of settling the estate. This is often the executor, but it doesn't have to be in this case. This other form that accompanies the death certificate just provides the latest mailing address or addresses of the named beneficiaries on the account. I'm going to explain why we need that information and carry on with the rest of this story when we get back from this quick break.
Learn more about avoiding probate at avoidprobate.ca or call 1-844-667-7628. Back with more Avoid Probate after this.
My name is Marilyn, and I avoided probate.
Marilyn is a good daughter who wants the best for her elderly mom.
Why is she overdrawn on her account? What's going on here?
Her mom had money, much of which was tied up in non-registered accounts like GICs, paying next to no interest, which meant
she was dipping into her capital big time because the residence she was staying in was very costly. So she was overdrawn on her account 4 times a month.
Marilyn wanted to disperse the money for her mom's needs using her power of attorney. The bank refused, saying the accounts were in her mom's name only, and then rubbed salt in the wound.
They pushed it back on the family and said it was all our fault. We should have been on top of it, not them.
That's when Marilyn got a hold of Jason at avoidprobate.ca. He accompanied Marilyn to the bank to move mom's money. Why?
The insurance companies now have as many, if not more, investment options than the banks have. Plus, we can also put a 100% death benefit guarantee on the account once it's at the insurance company. Anybody who has non-registered accounts at the bank needs to look into the services we provide at avoidprobate.ca.
I don't know how long my mother is going to live. None of us know. So my thing was, if she lives to 100, there'll be more than enough money to sustain her.
How was avoidprobate.ca able to help Marilyn's mom?
It's a good news story. The account is earning much more than it did when it was at the bank in a low-paying GIC. But more importantly, it's still 100% mom's money. There's no joint owner on the account, but there is a beneficiary on the account, which wasn't there before.
Which means no tax issues and no probate to worry about.
I share my story with as many people as I can, and I hand out Jason's cards to lots of people and say, call this man. He'll walk you through it.
Call us at avoidprobate.ca on the toll-free number. But call us before your mom or dad passes away. That's when we can help you.
Avoid probate like Marilyn did with avoidprobate.ca. Call 1-844-667-7628. You know you can exercise your health, but did you know you can also exercise your health data knowledge? Learn more about health data by visiting Canada Health InfoWay at infoway.ca/digital health learning.
There are 101 places your car can break down, and 101 reasons why. For every one of them, there's an Abrams tow truck on the road in the GTA. Over 100 Abrams tow trucks answering calls about flats, fuel, lockouts, and dead batteries. Sooner or later, it happens to everyone. And when that one is you, it's good to know that there's an Abrams tow nearby. Go to Abrams.ca. They don't call them Toronto's towing company for nothing.
This is Avoid Probate on Zoomer Radio with Jason Laidler of avoidprobate.ca.
You are listening to the Avoid Probate Show with your hosts, Ted Wallachin and Jason Laidler, who is the president and founder. And we remind you, the information provided in this program is for general consumption only. It's not intended to provide particular legal or investment advice. Every situation is, of course, different. And so if you have legal or investment questions, you should speak with a licensed expert or, of course, contact Jason. Email info@avoidprobate.ca or by phone, toll free, 1-844-667-7628, 1-844-667-7628. Now for the conclusion of this week's episode. The story you were telling me about one of our dear clients that passed away recently, and what could have been in terms of probate, and now by avoiding probate, what did happen?
Right. And that's why I think it's so important to share this in some detail and at some length, because it's important for the listeners to understand what we're talking about here. So I left off talking about how we needed one other form in addition to the death certificate, and that other form lists the addresses of the beneficiaries. And this comes as a surprise quite often, because the executor will say to me, you don't have that information already? I'm surprised. They're surprised that we need that. But here's what happens. All we need for the new account, at the time the new account is being set up here in the insurance world, is we need the name of the beneficiary and his or her date of birth. That's all we need to have them listed on the account as a beneficiary. The reason we don't take addresses at that time is because people move more and more all the time as the world gets smaller. You know, it's quite rare these days to find someone who's been living in the same place for 60, 50, 40, even 30 years. And one of the main reasons for the moving is divorce, right? When a couple gets divorced or separated, there's a pretty good chance someone is moving, changing addresses. I know we're not supposed to talk about COVID here on the Avoid Probate Show, Ted, but I heard this term the other day and I had to laugh, even though it's not really funny. It's funny in a dark way. Speaking of divorce, COVID has been hard on relationships. We all know that for many reasons, which I won't get into now, but there's a new term to describe a relationship that has ended at least partially due to COVID. You ready for this? Have you heard it?
Nope.
COVID-orse.
COVID-orse.
COVID-orse. I looked it up in the Urban Dictionary, and the definition of COVID-orse is, quote, when a married couple decides to divorce after spending every single second together in the COVID-19 quarantine. That's what it said. But I think there are other COVID-related factors, which we won't get into again, because it is the Avoid Probate Show. Job loss, stress, all these other things.
Yep.
Right? Financial stress that comes with that. I said we wouldn't get into it. You know, how long have you been living, Ted, where you are now, roughly?
12 years, 13, 14, something like that.
Right. And do you think your kids will be in the same place in 20 years or 30 years as to where they are now?
No, I don't know. That's a good question.
No, I get it. It's possible, for sure. It just seems with people being more, what's the word? There's a word for that. Moving around more than they were before. Again, because the world is getting smaller and you can work from home and you could, well, especially with COVID, right? Yeah. If you can work from home, you can live in Costa Rica and work from there.
That's right.
Okay. So just to recap the death claim process here for the clients of avoidprobate.ca, in this case, the two documents were required were sent in. I sent them into the processing team. That's my job. You know, that's what happens when you're one of our clients. We take care of this for you. So I sent the documents in on January 14th. And I can prove that because they were emailed into the processing team on January 14th. Ted, do you care to guess how long it took this process to be completed for this claim? Now, keep in mind, the show is airing on February 13th. So we know already that it was less than a month. What would you say?
I don't know. I'm going to say 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks.
Well, that's a good guess because obviously it's less than a month. But in this case, and it's not every case, but we could generalize, give or take. But in this case, I can say it was exactly 2 weeks later on January 28th. And they were both Fridays as it happened. I checked the calendar. Exactly 2 weeks later, the checks for each of the named beneficiaries, because there's multiple children, they were all named as beneficiaries. Each of the named beneficiaries were, as they say, the checks for these individuals were in the mail. No legal fees, no probate fees. Best of all, no frozen accounts for 10 months or so longer. This takes me to one other point that I want to make relating to this claim and the very short processing time. We talk about being independent financial advisors here on the Avoid Probate team, because we are. But, you know, what does that mean? Well, I'll explain kind of. Meaning we're not tied to any one particular insurance company, not any particular financial institution, specifically not any particular insurance company. We can work with any of them. And we do work with several of them. I can't remember how many there are, like, technically registered in the country. It's something like 47, maybe, or it's a surprisingly big number. Most of them you've never heard of course. But we get asked the question all the time after someone hears about our probate solution, which is simply to transfer the funds from the bank where you cannot name a beneficiary over to the insurance company where you can. People will ask me, well, which insurance company do you work for? And I still kind of struggle to answer this question, because the short answer is, well, I don't work for any insurance company. I mean, I kind of do, but I kind of don't. You know, I get paid, but that question comes up all the time too. How do you get paid? If it's costing you nothing because you're under 85, if it's costing you nothing to get paid by the insurance company, how do you get paid? Clearly, you're making money, Jason, or this is a scam. And people say that too. And they ask me, well, is it legal? And I laugh. I have to laugh. I'm like, well, you know, Ted Wallison and I talk about it every Sunday morning on Zoomer Radio, AM 740 for an hour. I'm pretty sure if it wasn't legal, maybe Moses might have a problem with that. Moses Neimer, I'm not sure. But of course it's legal. But because
a lot of people would have a problem with that, like the CRTC to begin with.
Right. And maybe Revenue Canada and maybe some police department. RCMP might be concerned about it. The list goes
Parish
on.
Parish priest.
Parish priest. Yeah. And my mom. Don't forget
and your
that.
Mom. Oh, well, there's the worst right there. Not the worst, but the one to be feared the most is your mother.
Right. But because I'm in the business and I've been in the business for more than 20 years, I've seen how, as in every other industry, of course, some players are better than others. Some insurance companies perform better than others.
Right.
And we want to deal with the industry leaders. You know, we've got an inside track because we're in the business. I'd like to think we have an inside track as to who those leaders are. This data gets published. It's industry data. And you can see, you can look it up, who the biggest insurance companies are, who's number one in terms of the investment options that they provide, in terms of sales, in terms of performance, you know, et cetera, et cetera. It's all public information. We don't make any of it up, of course. And obviously, they're not all the same size. And in this case, I think size does matter. I think it does, because They don't all have the same processes in place, and they don't all have the same amount of staff to deal with these processes, because real people need to be trained to do this work. So that's why I just wanted to kind of expand for the listeners as to why it matters which insurance company we deal with. Even though I say we're independent, I still follow that up with, we have our preferences. But hey, if you said to me, no, Grandpa worked at insurance company ABC his whole life, and I'm a loyal customer of that.
Sure.
Okay, yeah, sure. Whatever you want. This is my job. Well, it's our job here on the team to just provide you with the information and say, this is why, this is my recommendation. But hey, you're the boss. And I've said that before. I think I said it just last week. Somebody was asking me.
Is there much difference though between?
Yes.
Major, yeah?
Yes. The major ones, no. And that's kind of like, I hate to say this, but it's kind of like comparing the banks to each other. And, you know, personally, I don't know if there's a bank, a Schedule I bank out there where I have not been a customer at one point. And then, you know, you get frustrated with Bank A and you go to Bank B and you're there for so long. And now you're frustrated with Bank B and you go to Bank C.
Can I give you that kind of duality exists? Cable providers.
There you go.
I've been with both of the major ones, and I've expended many, many curse words on both of them.
Yes.
At different times.
Yeah.
People say, oh, yeah, I used to be with so-and-so, and then I went to so-and-so. And, well, they're better. How long have you been with them? A month. I said, talk to me in 3 months. Talk to him 3 months later. Well, how is it now? Going back to the other guy. Oh, wow. Yeah. He wasn't as bad as this one.
What a pain. And I can tell you, and I can prove this too, I've been with the same cell service provider for more than 20 years.
Yeah.
And that is rare. But that works to my favor, because in the event there's a problem, all I say to the lovely service tech on the other end of the phone is, I say, by the way, can you check and see how long I've been a customer of yours? And they go, holy cow. Yeah, okay, Mr. Laidler, we'll get this problem taken care of right away. Yeah. So there's value there in terms of loyalty.
There is.
For sure.
There should be.
Okay, so I hope that story helps the listeners kind of understand what we're trying to do. And we do make reference to the fact that podcasts are available to listen to at any time. I think I'm going to talk about the podcast a little bit more, because it kind of relates to a mailbag item here. We are ready for the mailbag, and the listeners will be happy to know we do have a mailbag section to talk about when we get back from this quick break.
Learn more about avoiding probate at avoidprobate.ca or call 1-844-667-7628. Back with more Avoid Probate after this.
Well, it's time once again to head down to Kensington Market, 190 Baldwin, home of Tom's Place. Tom Mahalik is there. Hello to you, Mr. Mahalik. How are things?
Ted, we are getting ready for our biggest spring sale that we ever put together, Family Day. We're celebrating. And as you know, Tom's Place was started by my father, my mother, myself, my sister, my brother, my son, my wife, all the other boys in our family, we all helped to build Tom's Place. It's totally a family business. So it makes sense for us to celebrate Family Day in a big way. We're going to have fabulous quality spring merchandise at prices that you don't see anywhere else. We have the greatest selection of groomsmen suits, the greatest selection of groom suits. And all I can tell you is that right now, a lot of stores don't have the inventory. At Tom's Place, we do. So please remember, on Family Day Monday, Tom's Place will be open from 10 to 5, that you can come and shop and get the greatest deals for all the clothing needs that you need.
So drop by Tom's Place, 190 Baldwin, in the heart of Kensington Market.
This is Avoid Probate on Zoomer Radio with Jason Laidler of avoidprobate.ca.
And thanks for being with us. Welcome back. It's the Avoid Probate Show with Ted Wallace and Jason Laidler. Just a reminder, take a peek at our website. I think you'll quite enjoy it. It's there for you 24 hours a day. Avoidprobate.ca. There you will find a free probate calculator. You can play with that, get an idea of how much probate might be payable on your estate. And you can also listen back on some of our previous programs and via podcasts. That's all done right there. And of course, the information that you can, the information that you need to obtain information is the following. Toll-free 1-844-667-7628 or info at avoidprobate.ca for your emails. Jason.
Thanks, Ted. Let's jump into the mailbag here. You know, I've mentioned before that I know we have regular listeners because, well, A, they're clients who I meet with on a regular basis. Once you become a client, you know, there's ongoing client care. Well, I think I talked about being out in Millgrove recently to meet with an existing client to do some further follow-up work. And so it's not like it's, you know, sign up here and then we'll never see you again kind of thing. In fact, that's against the rules, technically. You know, you have to demonstrate to the regulator, the FRSA, you have to prove that you have regular client contact. So anyway, we want that. We want to be a part of what's happening for our clients, and we want to be there to answer any related financial question at all, because we've got a team. And we want you to take advantage of the whole team. And if there's a question out there, email me, call me. I mean, even if it's got nothing to do with me, like, for example, should I lease a car or buy the car? I don't know, but I can ask somebody who does know, or that kind of thing. Or home insurance. We don't do home insurance, but, you know, I know people who do. And they work. Some of them work for the same insurance companies that we deal with. But, okay, so this person who wrote in, this is an email from a regular listener, and B, a regular emailer. And that's great. And this person keeps us on our toes. And if he thinks we said something that might be incorrect or was misunderstood,
yeah,
this person calls me out on it. And I love that. And so here, in fact, this email is, again, requesting clarification on something that this person heard during the radio show. I'll read the 2 points. I'll read them verbatim, and then I'll give you the answers. So number one, were you able to find out how much Assurus covers for amounts over $100,000, i.e., is it 80%? And this person's asking this question because I replied already saying I think it's 80%, but I'm going to come back to this. And I said that to be conservative. Question number two, well, I don't know, maybe it's a comment. It says, just awaiting confirmation from you that any funds in an investment account with an insurance company is not locked in, and that any or all of the amount invested can be withdrawn at any time by the owner of the account. So I'm going to answer this second point first and come back to the Assurus. We've said it on the show many times, you know, once the transfer is done from the bank to the insurance company, you've put the beneficiaries on it, you've avoided the probate nightmare. It costs you nothing to do the transfer, hopefully, and you're going to be reinvested in a portfolio that you're comfortable with, because there's tons of options, dozens and dozens of investment options that we can talk about. And the money's not locked in. Oh, and don't forget about the 100% death benefit guarantee, which comes with reset options that you can take advantage when the market value has gone up in the year. So no, the money is not locked in. As regular listeners will know, I'm not a fan of GICs. That's me being polite. I'm not a fan of GICs. I would never lock in a client's money. I don't understand it, especially what was that promo rate we talked about last week? 0.15%?
Yeah, something like that.
No, that person is going backwards when you factor in inflation. And of course, inflation is big news these days because Canada is looking at some increased inflation numbers for the first time in a long time. So it's a big news story. Just so you know, listeners, I'm not worried about it for lots of reasons. If you're worried about it, call the office. We'll talk about it. I'm not worried about it. One of the reasons I'm not worried about it is because none of our clients' money is locked in, and certainly not locked in at 0.15%. So that answers the first point here, I hope. No, it's not locked in. And yes, you can make the withdrawal anytime you want. In fact, I always tell clients, I use it as an example just out of habit. If you decided you had to redo the roof of the house and you needed 25 grand, say, hey, Jason, move 25 grand over to my checking account for me, please. No problem. Give me 3 business days. That's what I ask for. Normally it takes 2 at the most, but I ask for 3, and it costs you nothing. There's no nickel and diming here. You don't get a $5 bill or a $10 bill for the transfer. Nothing. That's not what we're doing here. We're not nickel and diming people. You just want to help. We want big picture stuff. We're talking about the big picture, and I think that's important. Getting back to the first question here about Assurus, I did a bit of research because I wanted to be accurate, as always, and I checked back to the podcast. And this is why, this is where I was going when I said I was going to get back to the podcast. The podcast on October 3rd, they're all dated. You go to the avoidprobate.ca website, you click the listen here for past episodes button, and it will take you to the list of podcasts. You can listen to them anytime you want, in case 8 a.m. is a bit early for you on a Sunday morning. Maybe Saturday night was a late night. I don't know. But the October 3rd episode was the Assurus episode, where we had the president of Assurus, Paul Petrelli, on in studio as our guest. And I went back and I listened to this show. And I can even tell the listeners that if you want to hear the podcast and you want to hear the answer to this question out of Paul's mouth, the Assurus president, skip to minute 30. You can skip the first 30 minutes and you'll hear him talking about how, okay, I'm going to read this. The president of Assurus offers the protection at the insurance company up to $200,000, not $100,000, $200,000 plus, and this was the unbelievable part, plus 85% of any losses beyond that. And he used Jeff Bezos as an example. He said, just to make the point, you know, if Jeff Bezos put in like $10 million, okay, the first 200's covered, and then 85% of the remainder of the losses would be covered by Assurus. This is better coverage than what the banks provide through CDIC. The banks do not offer 85% of the balance. So I hope that answers the listener's question. We will probably have Paul Petrelli back on the show at some point because he was such a great guest, and he's the guy.
He is the guy.
In the insurance world, he's the president of the body that protects your money when it's at the insurance world. Okay, so I want to jump to one other mailbag item, another email from this listener, and I'm just going to read it here. It says, do you folks have any booklets or some kind of literature that you can send out in regards to avoiding probate fees? I'm almost 80 and very concerned about the folks that need to deal with my estate when I'm gone. Thanks. Why am I sharing this one? Because we get this question all the time. Can you send me something? Can you, you know, what can you send me? And the answer to that today, Ted, is no, we can't. We can't. And I say this to people, it's like, you know, send me something on the topic of cancer. Well, where do we begin talking about cancer? Where do we begin talking about anything that's such a broad topic? I don't know how to do that. Maybe I should figure it out and create a pamphlet. I don't know what you think about that, Ted. But what I prefer to do is this. I'm going to reply to this individual, and I'm going to say, sorry, I don't have a pamphlet. But in my experience, it has no value anyway.
No, it's got to be specific.
Exactly. And so I invite people who ask this question. I'll say in an email, I tell you what, in my experience, it's better for both of us if we have a conversation in real time. There's no charge for the phone call. So if you are willing to provide me with a number I can reach you at, I promise you I'll call you in the next day or two. And we can even book a time. Sometimes that's better. Make a phone appointment. And then they can ask their questions and I can ask mine, and I'll have an idea. Okay, well, which part of the probate puzzle do we have to talk about? And in my opinion, that is way better than a pamphlet. Wouldn't you think?
I think so. I think you're absolutely right, because I think if you just give general information, it can be filled with cancer. Well, if you've got prostate cancer versus stage four lung cancer, you're dealing with two different animals completely. I mean, they all fall under that cancer label, but it's like one medication isn't going to be necessarily applicable to battle both concerns.
Well said. And that's exactly how I feel about it. And so I haven't bothered to take the time or put the energy into creating this pamphlet, because I don't think it's worth the time or the energy to create the pamphlet. And we want to, the phone call's free. So give me a phone number and we'll have a chat. And after 5 minutes or 10 minutes, we'll both know.
Yep.
We'll both know something we didn't already know. And we won't have wasted time on general information, to your point, that's not applicable.
Exactly.
Right? So, okay, listeners, so there you go. No, there's no pamphlet. If you have questions, call the office or email us, and we'll answer your questions at no charge. If there's an opportunity to work together, so be it. And that's a win-win any day of the week. So with that, we'll throw to our last break, and then we'll come back and wrap up the show. We'll be right back.
Learn more about avoiding probate at avoidprobate.ca or call 1-844-667-7628. Back with more Avoid Probate after this.
Gathered here to remember because
insert your name
did not avoid probate. So the loved ones of
insert your name
have to wait a long time for what rightfully is theirs. I see I've made you cry.
Recent changes in law make probate complicated and more expensive. Don't make it harder for your loved ones. Avoidprobate.ca.
This is Avoid Probate.
Avoidprobate.ca. I was trying to make it more romantic, but that's kind of silly. Because I'm in the Valentine's Day mood because it's Valentine's Day. So happy Valentine's Day, one and all. Over to you, Jason.
Yeah, I know. And people say the show needs more entertainment and all that stuff. And I just say, no, it is what it is. It's a dark, unhappy, miserable topic to talk about. But it is what it is.
Not.
I'm not going to discuss. I'm not sugarcoating it.
Yeah, okay.
Your Valentine's Day present tomorrow, maybe it's sugar-coated, but not the show. Ted, you mentioned a birthday for Hazel McCallion. I think you should just tell the listeners who she is, for those who
Hazel
don't
McCallion
know.
Was the longest-running mayor in the history of Mississauga. I think probably one of the longest-running mayors in the history of North American
politics. I think so, too.
To be honest with you, especially a major league city. I mean, from Mississauga is the fifth-largest city in the country of Canada, right, with a population of about 800,000 people. So she was mayor for, 30-something years, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Crazy. Yeah. And so tomorrow she turns 101 years of age.
So once again, happy birthday, Hazel. Ted, we have a special client's birthday coming up later this week as well. Of course, all our clients are special, but I think we should all agree that the birthdays, like Hazel's, the birthdays are a little extra special once you are in your 90s. This lady's not in her hundreds yet, but not many people are. So happy birthday to this person who is celebrating a birthday on Wednesday of this week. On that note, to any of our listeners who are celebrating a birthday today, happy birthday to you from all of us on the Avoid Probate team. Also, Ted, big news. We haven't had a guest on the show for quite a while, so I'm very excited to say we are hoping to have our first guest on so far for the new year 2022. And wow, what a guest. This guy is a bigwig in the insurance world, especially with regard to the estate planning stuff that we talk about here on the Avoid Probate show. He represents one of the biggest insurance companies in Canada. We were just talking about how size matters. I'm really hoping we can nail him down. It'll definitely be a show you do not want to miss, but that's a week from today. As for today, time flies. We're out of time. So thank you to producer Kelly for rocking it as usual. Thank you, Ted, for your decades of radio excellence. Thank you, Zoomers, today for joining us. Ted, next week, good time. Good for you.
You bet.
Awesome. Okay. We'll be back next week. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
You've been listening to an exclusive podcast of Avoid Probate with Jason Laidler. Heard every Sunday at 8 a.m. on Zoomer Radio. This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.